Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, folks, I'm just going to open the show up really quick with something on a visual. If you want to check it out, you can go ahead and do social media platforms on the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page. Subscribe to our live feed right above sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to that of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Check out 1 Corinthians 11:1. That applies here at the Sons of Liberty and with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, check this out. This, again, is what they are trying to withhold from the face of the American people. This is pretty substantial, don't you think? Don't you think it's pretty interesting and important for the American people to take note of the fact that, again, countries all over the world are in defiance to tyranny concerning this medical tyranny taking place in this criminal conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9? Look at this. 1 million people descended on the iconic Bondi Beach to protest harsh Sydney lockdowns. Authorities are overwhelmed. Well, when authorities are overwhelmed, as they like to be called, you know, the authorities, not the people that actually delegate authority to them. No, they like to reverse their roles and act like they're the employer rather than the employee. It's interesting, friends, to take note that that is good news for all of us because it puts a chill up their spine. But just go ahead and pay attention to that picture that they don't want you to see. And again, we're not here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com asking the devil for permission to obey God. Just last week, I'd shared with my friends that just here in the state of Minnesota, a smaller city, this was last week, actually had about 500 people pop up, and these were doctors and nurses that were protesting the fact that they were now at the end aim of these syringes that they were so willfully advocating and administer to those that were just previously receiving them. See, and it shows you, friends, that's the definition of a useful idiot. But the good news is people are awake now because it applies to them. We talked about that last Saturday. It seems like the American people don't care about anything until it applies to them. That's a sad state to be. The Bible says in Matthew 24 that the love of many waxeth cold because of the workers of lawlessness. What is the end of the law, friends? Love. And what is the fulfilling of that law? Love. do unto others as you do have them do unto you. Why is it that we're missing out on this? Moving on, friends, because I've got a lot to cover here, and this is, again, interesting to take note of, friends, but this is what's happening. Well, most people think, well, there's nothing we can do about it. Well, I shot that one down this week as well. We took the time to share with everybody. Don't think for one moment not one person can make a difference. Our history and our present state is based off the fact that one person responded to the Father, which is in heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let me show you another one in California right now, and of course you're not going to hear this on the mainstream media, but I want to give voice to those people, friends, because this is the majority that the mainstream media and the powers that are tolerated mean to suppress. Again, I want you to go ahead and check this out for you. This is in San Diego right now. Check it out. This is how it's done.
On Instagram, Nathan Fletcher, I tagged the heck out of you, so I'm sure that you are very familiar with me. Jim Desmond, thank you for your work. Wilma Wooten, this is also directed at you along with Nathan Fletcher. America is not a hospital. California is not a hospital. San Diego, it's not a hospital. This is a constitutional republic that guarantees protection of individual freedom and liberty and due process. This applies to our individual pursuits of medical interventions and health practices. San Diego is not a hospital floor that we collectively have checked into that subjects all patients to equitably prescribed medical care with no due process. Our Constitution does not secure for government power to impose forced equity in medical mandates and interventions or the power to punish carte blanche. There are 3.338 million people in San Diego County, 3,811 people who have died with COVID. Of those, 96%, 3,652 had comorbidities with hypertension, diabetes, cardiac disease, accounting for the top three. Median age, 77. That is a total fatality rate of 0.1%. 3.338 million people. That is a clear affinity for a specific vulnerable age and health demographic with majority fatalities prior to available treatment options and prevention. 91% of San Diegans, 60-69, received the injection. 98%, 70-79, received the injection. We remove consent from treating us like we are patients in a hospital ward. We are done. The consent of the governed is removed. We will not comply. We do not consent. Nathan Fletcher, you are on notice. We will constitutionally remove all petty tyrants.
She's listening to the show, folks.
Now.
Your time is up. Thank you.
Amen, folks. This is how you do it. This is exactly how you do it. And this is what's happening all across the United States of America. Finally, I have been waiting. I have been longing for this hour, friends, because there are few out there that understand, as Samuel Adams rightly said, which was a son of liberty, said it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And it's exactly what we're seeing today. And I praise God for those that have ears to hear and eyes to see. I want to show you one more thing really quick here, friends, and it is going to be placed up on social media platforms, but I will narrate for those that are not able to see in the 153 cities. And here it is, friends. You ready for this? Baby steps, sometimes so small you don't even realize anything happened at all. It's called incrementalism. Then one day you realize it's too late. I have a picture in front of me of a man and a woman under Adolf Hitler's regime. It's a quote from a Hungarian Jew from the documentary The Last Days. People wonder, how is it that we didn't do something? They said, we didn't run away, we didn't hide. Well, things didn't happen at once. Things happened very slowly, so each time a new law came out or a new restriction, we said, well, just another thing, it will blow over. When we had to wear the yellow star to be outside, we started to worry about what was really going on. They're talking about vaccination passports, friends. Are you awake yet? Amos 6:3, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back on the other side. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Oh, I bet most people didn't know this was going on. most people probably didn't know that this was going on. Neither did they, friends. This is in Australia right now. The masses are rising up in defiance towards tyranny. And here you all can see, if you're on social media platforms, on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. It's interesting to note those police officers actually believe that somehow or another they're doing their job. Well, they all the well know that those that are telling them to do their job are the ones lying and stealing and killing, John 10:10. Well, it's just a matter of time, friends, before this happens here in America if you don't put a stop to it right now. And that's just the fact of the matter. Folks, this is happening all over the world right now. And it's interesting how many of these conservatives of the day, and I praise God that they're catching on, but look at how far behind the eight ball they really are. I mean, they're just beginning to broadcast this. We've been showing you this for months and months. In months that this has been going on. Oh, and yes, I do want to say, just for the record, you know, Bradley, why don't you have more people on the radio show? How come you don't do more interviews? Because to be quite honest, we already know what the problem is. To be quite honest, we already know who the bad guys are. So it's not like I need to get someone else on this radio show to entertain people and to itch their itching ears so they can be entertained further out of their freedoms in which they now possess. You know, because after all, Americans, you still do have the freedom to do the right thing. And what are you doing with it? You're looking for a better show host, a better interviewer, a better guest. Put that up against 2 Timothy 4:3. Shame on the people that are looking for that. Folks, I'm going to stay the course. I'm going to keep pounding on the same drum until it breaks. That's the bottom line. Because we understand here the church is the anvil, not the hammer, right? The anvil is not switched out, friends. The hammer is. So if we hold to keeping our feet upon the rock, we ain't moving. And I said, yes, we ain't moving in Jesus' name. Let me show you a little more as to what's going on over there in Australia right now. This is being reported right now. Look at all of the people rising up against their prime minister. The truth variant is here. See, people know that this is a scam. They know that they're being lied to. And these people are not going to just bend the knee and submit to the newest thing that the tyrant creates as they go along. And that's exactly what this is, friends. And I just want you to, for those that see this, I just want you to pay attention to those said police officers that are not enforcing the law. They're enforcing the unconstitutional edicts of their prime minister there. It's just a matter of time before they either convert and lay down their arms and join in the protest, or what's going to happen, friends, of the people are going to have to lawfully deal with them as well. Keep in mind, these people, in a lawful perspective, Deuteronomy 25 verse 1, these said police officers are not enforcing the law. Okay, they are not upholding the law. They are tearing down the law. The media wants to report to you as if to suggest all of these people are the bad people because they're the non-vaccinated. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, their eyes are wide open and so are their ears. What are these said police officers doing? Those that are saying that they're just doing their job? Well, they're spraying mace. They're pulling their guns out on the people. Folks, let me tell you something. I want you to listen carefully. You can only oppress a people for so long before they say, no more, no more. Hey, you want me to show you something really quick? I showed my viewers yesterday and my listeners yesterday concerning what Charles Barkley, you can't make this up. This is, again, the definition of a useful idiot. Charles Barkley, to lead COVID vaccine rally, blames unvaccinated idiots for lockdowns. Now, I want to say this because I just did an article this morning. And on this article, what I did is I basically told the people not to be divided. Don't be divided by what you see happening here. Because divided we fall, united we stand. And I labeled the new article that I did this morning just this. If we are fighting amongst each other, you are fighting against the wrong people, okay? What is our reference when it comes to equity? Law. God's moral law. Without law, you're going to be confused, okay? But I labeled it, if you're fighting amongst each other, you are fighting against the wrong people. It's totally true. Know who your enemies are, friends. Because, again, either we're going to be one nation under God or we're going to be one nation gone under. And if we're fighting each other, we're fighting against the wrong people without a doubt. Read Acts 17:26 under God's moral law. So therefore, what we must do is we must come together and we must unify. Read Ephesians 4:3-6. Okay? We can't be bamboozled. We can't be deceived into believing, friends, that we, the common man, is the enemy to each other. No, that's what the powers that are tolerated and corrupt representatives are trying to convince, hand in glove with the mainstream media. They're trying to convince us that we're the problem. No, what the American people need to do and what the American people need to teach other nations while we have the time to do it is to pull down the powers that are tolerated, to lawfully deal with the powers that are tolerated, to lawfully deal with corrupt politicians. I want you to listen to what Eleanor Roosevelt stated. She said, pit race against race. Is this what's happening right now? She said, religion against religion. Is that what's happening right now, friends, by the powers that are tolerated and corrupt representatives and the mainstream media? Prejudice against prejudice, divide and conquer. She said, we must not let that happen here. Who are the enemies? Well, let me give you a little salt on your tongue so you might be able to easily identify who the enemies are. Let me go back to Joseph Goebbels and tell me if you can see this happening here today. Joseph Goebbels, was the minister of propaganda under Adolf Hitler. Listen carefully. Oh, and by the way, I wanted to insert this into this conversation that we're having right now, that Joseph Goebbels' grandson, friends, is in fact a stockholder in vaccine passports today. Why? Because there was not a full execution of the law under judgment in dealing with this devil and his family. Okay? Joseph Goebbels told us, if you tell people a lie big enough and keep repeating it, he said, they will eventually come to believe it. This is what's important. We've all heard that. He said, the lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economical, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. And thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Folks, we all know what the truth is. We all know who the bad guys are. We all know that what's taking place right now on a global basis is a lie. So again, I just want to reiterate the point that we need to come together under God. Because if we do not do that, which, by the way, will expose our enemies at every given turn. And again, we already know who they are. Folks, what we need to do is submit to the Christ, and don't talk about theocracy to me, because every government is a theocracy. If you want to argue about that with me, go ahead. 1-866-582-9933. Before you call in, know what you're talking about. 1-866-582-9933. But when we unite under Christ, the fact of the matter is it's going to rout our enemies, and we're going to win the day, as long as we have our feet upon the rock of his word. Going back to the old past, not the new ones, Jeremiah 6:16. Okay? I also want to highlight the fact that, again, we do not need to fight each other. We need to lawfully round up the criminals, the corrupt politicians included, and put an end once and for all, Isaiah 26:9, 51:4 in Isaiah, in order to establish righteousness and peace within the gates. Okay? And if we don't want to do that, well, I'll tell you what, friends. I had a conversation this morning with an individual who called me and said, Bradley, no matter how many times I tell people what's going on, they just want to act like it's not going on. And I said, well, they're just gluttons for punishment, because the Lord said in Leviticus 20:16 that if they will not listen to his law, keep his commandments unto justice, to keep and to do them, he said he will judge that nation. And he said, if they ignore me in so many words, I speak as a man, but I am interpreting to the understanding of how he gave it to the King James Version. If they ignore me, I'll bring it seven times worse. Well, guess what, friends? We're under the seven times worse. And also keep in mind, in the book of Amos, no matter how many times the Lord told the people, you know, I did this, but you still didn't return unto me. I did this, but you still didn't return unto me. I told my friend that called me this morning, I said, you can rest assured, this time the Lord's going to get their attention, because these judgments aren't going away. And yes, they are coming to your front door, just like I told you, pointing my finger in reference to the Word of God for how many years on this radio show. A book of Lamentations, friends, falls to every nation that refuses to repent, and that's where America is. And if you want to keep daring the justice of God, keep going on with your bad self. I just don't want to be a part of your calamity. Rest assured. That plumb line has been dropped, friends, and the Lord's not passing by judgment anymore. How many times in the book of Judges did the Lord show mercy? The people, when Moses died, they fell away. They served other gods. The Lord raised up Joshua. After that, the book of Judges, we think of Deborah. We think of literally the Judges, Judges 2:16. And then we think of others like Samson and Gideon and so on and so forth. Well, there comes a point where you exhaust the mercies of God, friends. And that's your own demise. And I really, truly believe that that's applicable to the people that refuse to hear. And they are the ones that are lengthening and pushing down the road more judgments to come. It's time for us to repent before a just and a holy God. Acts 20:21.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can, with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. One Chicago police officer died and another was seriously wounded Saturday night during a confrontation on the city's south side, according to reports. Two suspects were taken into custody while a third suspect was being sought, police said, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. At least one of the suspects was hospitalized in critical condition after being shot, Fox 32 of Chicago reported. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell blasted Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives nominee David Chipman during remarks on the Senate floor, asking the Biden administration to stop flirting with this profoundly misguided nomination.
There's a long record of hostility to lawful gun owners, a variety of complaints from those who've worked with him in the past. How could it get worse?
This is USA Radio News. An Oklahoma mother of 11 was able to help rescue 10 members of an all-girls robotics team that she had mentored from Afghanistan.
Because of the television coverage I've been receiving, I have received desperate messages even this morning from professional, educated women. I'm talking doctors, lawyers, people who had careers, who have been threatened and by the Taliban. I have video they're sending me of the Taliban going home to home and beating them almost to death. Some have been shot.
Audio courtesy of Fox News. She has a GoFundMe accessible from her Facebook page. Her name is Allison Renault. She is asking for help getting these women out of Afghanistan. A Taliban fighting unit called the Badri 313 Battalion was spotted patrolling Afghanistan with U.S.-made gear and posting one photo appearing to mock the iconic World War II photo raising the flag on Iwo Jima. This is USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, yesterday we were told that there was technical difficulties trying to get in. Please give us a call. Let us know what your thoughts are, up to par with where we're at right now. Check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over back to sonsoflibertymedia.com and do yourself a favor and subscribe, friends. You'll always find us there. Also subscribe to Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. I had about 70,000 people just on that outlet yesterday watching us. On top of all the other outlets, we know not, but we're watching. Go ahead and check that out. Go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. And again, if you want to call in, please do. There should be no issues over there. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I just shared with you Charles Barkley to lead COVID vaccine rally, blames unvaccinated idiots for lockdowns. Of all people, he should know better than that. But this is the definition of a useful idiot. Let's move on to the next one. I wanted to show you an individual who got Bell's palsy. I shared this yesterday. I'm going to share it with you. It's real quick. It's less than a minute. But again, I want you to check this out on social media platforms. All of you listening to us on the radio, go ahead and listen to this audio. Her right side of her face is completely palsied out. Her eye, she can barely blink. She's having a hard time blinking her eye. And then the right side of her mouth is completely paralyzed. Okay. I'm not laughing at her, but it is interesting that she has all the same information that we have, yet she took it. Oh, wait a second. The definition of what a sheep is. You're not even going to believe this one, friends. You're really not. If you have not seen this, check this out.
I want to make, and it's kind of hard to make because as I'm watching myself, I see what I'm going to say, which is I have been diagnosed with Bell's palsy, which is paralysis on one side of the face. For me, it's this side here, it's the left, obviously. So I got it about 2 weeks after getting my vaccine. And I had a rough go with the vaccine, and I guess still am. But I have to say that I would do it again because...
Okay, she's got Bell's palsy. She's crying. The right side of her face is completely paralyzed, and she said that she would do it all over again. How do you help a people like that, friends? You can't.
That's what we have to do.
We just do what we have to do. Boy, I've reiterated this 1,500 times since the beginning of this pandemic. Where is the law that they mean to implement or to enforce? Please make reference. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be waiting for a long time, aren't we? Because there isn't one.
To see people. So, I don't know why I'm making this video, but...
Oh, I don't know why.
Here's my worst smile.
Wow, she's a little off kilter there, friends. I really do believe she is. I want to bring you over to the next one. This is another guy. As a matter of fact, jabbed Australian official develops Bell's palsy in the middle of CVS press conference. Wow, how come we're not seeing any of the world leaders develop Bell's palsy? How come we're not seeing any of the world's leaders suffer from some of these adverse side effects? I'm just kind of curious. Well, here, let me give you the common sense answer. Because they didn't get the shot, they just want you to believe that they got the shot, right? Okay, so here is the jabbed Australian. Oh, my goodness, friend. This one really is. In this one, he just does it so arrogantly. He's got a big thumbs up with a big smile, taking his shot, encouraging all of his constituents to do the same thing that this fool has done. Yes, Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, and yet they are fools. That's exactly what this particular instance brings. And I want you to go ahead and check this out, because what happens, as the insanity continues, the NSW minister Victor Dominello gets Bell's palsy on live television. Okay, these are the kind of things you just can't hide. Check this out.
Can I first begin by apologizing to all the businesses that did not receive their grants?
His left eye just keeps blinking at will.
Phone calls when they should have expected phone calls. Quality of service that we provided over the last month is not up to standard.
Well, apparently not. And again, folks, let's pay attention to the details, because that's where the devil's at. And in this particular case, we didn't need to dig too far, did we? No, we didn't. We got Wes calling in from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Good afternoon. And it is Wes, W-E-S.
Wes. Wes.
Because I don't have to hire Wes Nessman to drop turkey from a helicopter, okay?
Appreciate
all right,
it.
Hey, I want to reference a couple things that I think I'm on topic with you, and correct me if I'm not, but I'm going to refer to Leviticus 18. And the reason I'm going there is because I watched another, it's called The Dana Show. I don't know if you know who she is or not, but had highlighted an individual that was stating, I could not believe this, we must give thanks to God for this vaccine because it's teaching us how to love thy neighbor.
Yeah.
Okay. I was floored when I heard that. So that's why I referenced
Wes,
Leviticus 18.
Let me throw something in there. You know, Franklin Graham said the same thing. Who is controlled opposition? Both him and his daddy were. Put that up against 1 Kings 13:33. And the fact of the matter is, he said we're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves. Go get the vaccination. We also had Kenneth Copeland prophesy that God was going to send us a vaccination. I can't make this up, friends. It's exactly what the case is. And then we heard the Catholic Church say that if you don't get your shot, not all of them, but from Rome, we heard them say that if you don't get your shot, you're going to hell. I'm not making this up.
Here's my, and I believe you, what you're stating there. Here's my point, though. You know, somebody's saying we should give thanks to God to teach us how to love thy neighbor by taking the vaccine. No, it doesn't. Leviticus 18 teaches us to love thy neighbor. Doesn't say anything about a vaccine. And I also want to highlight Leviticus 15. You know, do not pervert justice. And guess what? Justice has been perverted here in the United States and all over the world, as far as I'm sure. But those are the two points I wanted to make. I hope they're in line with your
they
topic.
Are. They are. But they always are, Wes. I've never, as a matter of fact, you should have your own radio show. I don't think I've ever heard you make a mistake yet, my friend.
Well, I'm not looking for accolades. I'm just pointing things out that's very simple to read. And if you listen to some, person that's telling you, give thanks for the vaccine's not going to save it, okay? It's just not. In fact, I'll never take one. But the point being, read Leviticus 18, and there's your answer right
there. Thank you. I totally appreciate it, Wes, and I'm just having a little fun with you. I totally do appreciate you. Moving on here. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We got some more information. Women with life-altering injuries after COVID vaccine teams up with U.S. senators to demand answers. Wow, that's more information that we're probably just not going to hear from the mainstream media. Just want to keep showing the people how much they're being lied to. Because you are being lied to on a major scale. And in spite of that, friends, what are they doing? Well, in San Francisco right now, they're talking about making it to become the first major city to require proof of full vaccination for indoor activities. Again, I'm here to remind you, friends, that the burden of proof is on them, not on you. And guess what they will never be able to produce? The law. Never. And yet again, friends, the American people are just turning their cheek in hopes that someone else will go ahead and help take care of the issues in which we're dealing with today. Well, let me show you how they're dealing with it, okay? I'm going to bring you over to a couple prime ministers. This is a sodomite. He is a prime minister in Canada. He's also a Allah-worshipping traitor to his own people, Luke 22:48. And I want to show you how they're pushing forth the envelope. As I've shared with you over and over and over again, friends, if it's not stopped at the second wave, the tsunami's coming in. And, of course, the conservatives today are now telling all of us there's nothing we can do to stop this. Oh, yes, there is. Don't you dare lose heart. If you have your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith, my friends, you will not succumb regardless of the outcome, because you can rest assured that are all things are in his hand concerning each of us as individuals on this planet. I want to go over to that of Canada. I want to show you this sodomite prime minister, and I want you to listen to how he's assailing his people. And in America, you better understand that this is coming here if you don't put a stop to it there. You ready for this? Let's go for
it. Yesterday, you said your government and your party have been working for weeks on this vaccine mandate in, but you have not released any details on how it would be forced, how you would ensure it actually is mandatory. So how would you do it? The NDP said they would follow the discipline process of collective agreements. What specifically would
this
a re-elected
journalist is teeing it up for this guy
force a mandatory vaccination program?
We have made the decision that federal...
We have made the decision. Did you hear that? It's the same thing happening here in America. Okay. What law? What law? What law? There is no law. You've made the decision to transgress the law in perpetuating crimes upon humanity, which is a genocide. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Just go ahead. I'll show you some more information in a couple minutes here. But they've decided to make the decision to obey Bill Gates and his daddy, who is from beneath and not from above, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. All the people that are listening to me in Canada and other countries that are dealing with this, because you are, in fact, ask them where their delegated authority came from to make the decision to break the law. There isn't one. Listen to this.
Need to be fully vaccinated. That is something that we're also applying to everyone who gets on a plane or a train in the coming months in Canada. That's a decision that we're making in order to keep Canadians safe. In order
same
to
thing Hitler did
to this pandemic crisis in Canada. And in order to do that, we will be working with the collective bargaining.
He's nervous because he's lying.
Unions with the various employers within the public sphere, the federal sphere, to ensure that we move forward. But the bottom line is, if anyone
listen carefully
have a legitimate medical reason for not getting fully vaccinated, chooses to not get vaccinated, there will be consequences.
There will be consequences. How many times did I say either you deal with them or else you're going to lose your freedom? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oofta, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Pretty quiet out there. Thank you for the call, Wes, from Indiana. Totally appreciate it. We've got much to cover here. And I've gotten so many emails today, friends, just from people concerned about what's going on in their country. I got some information here, and I'm not going to quite confirm it until I can, at least with the listeners, until I myself can confirm the information. And I'll get to that. And what it is Supreme Court has canceled universal vaccination in the United States of America. This allegedly coming from that of Robert Kennedy Jr., who is quite inspiring when he acts like his daddy, let me tell you. But we'll get to that probably on Monday. I need to confirm some things here before we jump that far. I've been sharing with you over the last couple minutes that of Charles Barkley to lead COVID vaccine rally, and then we kind of just spawned off of there. Then I showed you another woman who is a useful idiot that took it. She got Bell palsy. Her face is paralyzed the right side. And then she says she would do it again. And then I showed you this NSW minister, Victor Dominello, from Australia, who is on live television, and his left eye, after he got the experimental vaccination, his left eye starts to wink. at will. I don't feel sorry for people like that, friends. I really don't. But I want to show you, friends, let's put this in parallel to that of Charles Barkley and what he said concerning this COVID vaccine rally and blaming unvaccinated idiots, which, by the way, this individual is working for the powers that are tolerated and corrupt politicians and the mainstream media, further trying to divide the people and pit each other one against another. And it's just really a stupid place for this guy to put himself. It really is. Anybody really to put himself in that position is not a wise idea, but he's going ahead and playing with the steel of the American people. I want to show you this really quick because the mainstream media is trying to cover this one up. This is Ireland footballer, 23 years old, dead from jab, and the mainstream media is covering it up. Here's another one. And we're going to be talking about this as a provocation of war. I've got you for 2 hours, so don't forget. I'm teeing you up right now. And what I'm about to ready to share with you, friends, over the next hour is beyond highly offensive. And all those people that right now just don't have enough time to turn around and pay attention to the judgments of the Most High God, again, put that up against Amos, I guarantee you this will. I guarantee you this will. And as I shared with people 13, 14 months ago concerning a dream that I had, I never share that information publicly. I felt that I did with that one, and I did. And that dream was I seen a little wave come in, then I seen a bigger second wave come in, and then I seen, after the second wave, I seen a tsunami come in. And I knew right away that the first one was the people see it. The second one, the people need to stop it. And if they don't stop it at the second wave, these people are going to act like a tsunami. Well, guess what, friends? The people haven't put a stop to it yet, at least not in this country. The whole world's awake, but Americans are still trying to figure out if they're being told the truth by the same people that have been lying to them for decades. Can't make it up. Really can't. Right? You're supposed to be the light of the world, yet everybody else is lit, and you're still sleeping over in this country? Shame upon the sleepers. Do you not understand Matthew 13, where it tells us, I believe it's verse 25, that the enemy sows tares when men slept? Well, that's what's been going on in this country far too long. Foreign countries are waking us up to the fact that they're not going to put up with what the American people are. As a matter of fact, this last week I did an article on how is it that the French and the Germans and those in the Netherlands and all these other countries act more like the posterity of our forefathers than the American people do. Shame on Americans. But just, I'll get to that as we keep rolling out. But here's another cover-up by the mainstream media. Dead from jab. Mainstream media cover-up. Ireland footballer, 23 years old, takes the shot because, after all, they're safe and effective, right? And now he's gone. Now he's gone. I want to bring you over to the next one. Actually, you know what? I'll do that in order. Yeah. This guy, Prime Minister. I believe he is, yep, this is the same country. No, that was Ireland, forgive me. This is the Australian minister, Prime Minister there, Scott Morrison. I want you to listen to what he has to say here, friends. Again, because this is one of those scenarios that you just cannot make up. But this Prime Minister in Australia said this. Prime Minister says it's your fault if you took the vaccination and died. That's what he said. Okay? Let's go ahead and listen to this.
That with any vaccine, there are risk factors, and they're enumerated, and they're made available to people, and people make decisions about that.
Really? Okay. Think about what he just said.
Yeah, exactly. Think about what he just said. What he just said is Australian Prime Minister says it's your fault if you took the vaccine and died. Also keep in mind, friends, these advocators and perpetuators of this criminal conspiracy have already rendered themselves impervious to any consequence concerning the adverse side effects of these said experimental injections. We already know that. That took place in 1984 under, you know, the president that wanted to make America great again. Remember the slogan was Make America Great Again under Ronald Reagan, too? It's just regurgitation, recycle, right? And the American people are caught up into it over and over and over. Every 2 to 4 years, it's the same thing. Folks, let me remind you that our forefathers didn't make an appeal to their favorite politicians. They made an appeal to the king. His name is Jesus. Period. Period. Okay? Look at this. Australian Prime Minister says it's your fault if you took the vaccine and died. That's pretty crazy. Right here, listen to this. Okay, because this is what they're trying to force mandate. Health Impact News just reported. This is brand new, 2 days ago. I'm sorry, 2 days old. CDC's own stats show a pandemic of the vaccinated. I want you to listen to me again carefully. Yes, you need to tell men things twice. Yes, you need to tell men things twice. Remember, Moses, Moses, Abraham, Abraham, Samuel, Samuel. Remember? Yeah, there's a reason for that. It's not tedious for me to reiterate information. Why? Because what the bad guys depend upon is the short memories of the American people. Well, that's why I keep bringing it back to the line. Because Jesus said, he who puts his hand to the plow, and yes, indeed, friends, it is a plow. I got something coming up right now. I just want to hang on a second. And I want to read it really quick. And I'm thinking of Hosea 10. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. 10:12 Hosea. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? Just going with the Holy Ghost. Going back to the point here. CDC's own stats show a pandemic of the vaccinated. Remember, friends, that this Delta variant is an adverse side effect of them that received the vaccination. By the way, the powers that are tolerated are now turning on the people that have already taken the vaccination. That is, if they're still alive. And I'm not saying that lightly in any sense of the word. They're attacking those that have been vaccinated already, saying, oh, it's ineffective. No, it's not ineffective. It did exactly what we knew it was going to do. And now we're talking about a Delta variant, which they're trying to blame the unvaccinated for, when in fact, the ones that are spreading this are the ones that have received this vaccination, again, as they call it. Let's keep it into perspective. You're being lied to. Americans, can I ask you a question? By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, go ahead, weigh in. 153 cities listening. How many times do you need to be lied to before you acknowledge that they're liars? How many times, Americans, do you need to be lied to before you deal with those that are breaking the law and remembering what Charles D. Montesquieu said, when liberty is the right to do what the law permits? The law does not permit for our representatives to lie to us. That's why we have provision in Article 2, Section 4, to deal with them for the smallest of infractions, misdemeanors. And then we are to prosecute them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Matter of fact, while I'm there, I'm going to get back over to this really quick. I'm going to give you the brand new CDC stats. But I want you to check this out, going over to the U.S. Constitution. Have most of it in memory, but I do want you to hear this, because when I go to Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, I want you to hear it for yourself. Now, remember, the Supremacy Clause is found in Article 6, Section 2. All things fall to the Supremacy Clause, not to man, not to who occupies the office, the law under God, okay? So when I go to Article 2, Section 3, what does it say? It tells us that he is to enforce the enumerated laws found within. That's what it tells us. Okay? They are to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, and shall commission all the officers of the United States in doing the same. They are to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Let me say it again. There is no law. That's where the American people have to become the law and deal with the lawless and incumbents. Hour 2 coming up. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.